Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is God's wisdom for us, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Ephesians chapter 5. We read verses 15 through 20. Consider carefully then how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise people. Make the most of your time because the days are evil. For this reason, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk on wine, which causes you to lose control. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. By speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your hearts to the Lord, by always giving thanks for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Do you like taking walks? I do. I don't think that makes me old yet, but I do like taking walks, and I think that that's also a family trait. Most every Saturday evening, I take a walk around the neighborhood to clear my mind, get some blood flowing, think about what I'm about to do for Sunday morning before I come back to print off the bulletins and do my last read-throughs of the sermon. I say it's a family trait because I had conversations with my grandfather, who was a pastor and a professor, and he told me similar things that he would do on Saturdays. He said he thought that walking helped him to memorize his sermons better. So I guess I'm literally following in his footsteps. And if you've ever had the privilege of walking with my parents, you know what avid and fast walkers they are. I honestly think they could probably medal in race walking if they were to try out for the Olympics. They would certainly win their age group, that is for sure. Well, Paul talks about walking in our text for today. Maybe you caught that in the very first verse that we read, where he said, consider carefully then how you walk. That's how he begins our verses. Is he encouraging us to be safe when we're out for our evening stroll or taking a hike in the woods? Is he telling us essentially, well, make sure you're looking both ways before you cross the street, keep your eyes forward, look where you're going, don't be looking at your phone while you're walking around, you might run into somebody else, you might run into something else, watch out for tripping hazards that are on the ground while you're walking around? Is that what he's talking about when he encourages us to carefully consider then how you walk? The answer, you might have guessed, is no. He's using the term walk here in the sense of how you go about living your life. We do use this word in English in a similar sense when we say things like your walk of life. That's what Paul is talking about in our text. He's encouraging us not only to be careful how we walk, how we live, but he also tells us to walk wisely, to live as wise people. In our text, Paul lists three very simple yet profound things we should be doing if we're going to walk wisely. The first thing he points to is our use of time. He says, make the most of your time. Time is such a precious gift. It is, in fact, one of the greatest gifts that God gives to us. You and I, and every other person who is born into this world, has a limited amount of time in our life. And no matter who you are or how many years you have on this earth, it does go by very fast. All of us get the same amount of hours to use each day, the same number of moments to use each day and make the most of. All of us get to use time in a way that either is wasteful or wise. The Bible, of course, encourages us to be wise with our time. You can go back to even the Old Testament and you'll find verses that encourage this. King David in Psalm 39 says, "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." And David was, of course, a man who ruled for 40 years and knew how to pack a lot into the years of life that God had given him. Moses is the author or the writer of Psalm 90, verse 12. By inspiration, he wrote these words, "So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Make the most of your time. What is the best way to make use of God's great gift of time in our life? Look again at that same verse in verse 16 of our text. Paul finishes that verse by saying this, "Make the most of your time because the days are evil." Seems like a strange thing to follow up the first part with, but what Paul is pointing to is the fact that we are in increasingly evil and dark days. It is even more important then to let our light shine. Make the most of your time by letting your light shine. That includes things like serving God and serving others. But it most importantly includes sharing that light with others, sharing the good news about our Savior Jesus, especially with those who may not know him. Paul once wrote in his letter to the Colossians, "Be wise in the way that you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." God will give you, and he has given you, many types of these opportunities that Paul mentions in that verse from Colossians. Opportunities to let your faith and your love for Christ shine in both your words and your actions. Watch out for those opportunities. Make the most of every one that that God puts in our way. Does our walk reflect Christ's light and his love? Are we truly walking wisely? Are we truly making the most of our time and opportunities to witness to others around us? Well, if we're saying, well, probably not, Pastor, then let's think about using another very important gift that we have, another good use of our time, and that is prayer. We can always turn to God for help. If we are truly seeking to walk wisely and make the most of our time, we should ask God for help. The Apostle James reminds us to pray to God for wisdom. He says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." The other sets of instructions in our text that Paul gives us as to how we can truly walk wisely also do relate to making the best use of our time that God gives us. And Paul in our text reminds us we're not only to be concerned with the souls of others by witnessing the good news to them, but he also reminds us to work on our own spiritual growth, to further our own spiritual growth in Jesus. Look at his words in verse 17 of our text. He says, "Understand what the will of the Lord is." Not just know it, but understand it. Well, how do we find out what the will of the Lord is? You, of course, listen to what he says. Read for yourself what he says to you and to me, what we are to do, what we are not to do, and what he's done for us. If you don't read his words, if we never listen to what God says to us, we won't know what his will is. That is a great use of the time that God has given us, reading his word for ourselves, which will help us understand what his will is and will help us then to truly walk wisely. It's not just filled with instructions, the do's and don'ts, but remember that word of God is also filled with many comforting and powerful promises that God's given to each one of us to help us in this life and to help us focus our hearts and our minds on the eternal life in heaven that he has prepared for you and for me. Finally, Paul reminds us in our text that if we are to truly walk wisely, we need to be filled with the Spirit. As he says in verse 18, we are, of course, filled with the Spirit when we do what we just mentioned, when we read God's Word. That's how God fills us with His Spirit. It's how He came into your heart in the first place to create faith in you. He used that very same Word of God. And it's this very same Word that He uses to strengthen and grow that faith. But our text also reminds us that once we are filled with the Spirit, He reminds us to do some of the very things that we are doing today and in every time we gather for worship. He says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making music with your hearts to the Lord, by always giving thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, to be continually encouraged and to be continually encouraging, to be filled with the Spirit, we need to continue to gather together around that Word of God, worshiping Him, singing praises, sharing our faith, sharing God's love with each other, and sharing that instruction from God that He gives us in His Word. There's a great passage that encourages us to do much the same thing in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10 says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And day there is capitalized in that verse. It's referring to Judgment Day. As we see Judgment Day approaching, we should be all the more gathering together and encouraging each other, strengthening each other in our faith and our walk in Christ. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let's take a walk together. Let's make the most of our time by walking carefully and walking wisely, not wasting that precious gift of time that God has given us, those precious moments that the Lord has given us, wasting them by walking unwisely or living foolishly. Paul mentions drunkenness, a lack of self-control. He warns against those things because not only does that kind of foolish living damage and possibly even destroy our minds, our bodies, or even our souls, think of what it does to our Christian witness to others. Think of how it ruins opportunities that God gives us to share that life-giving message with Christ. Jesus has given us purpose and meaning to the moments He has given us. He has filled us with His Spirit. He's given us reasons for singing and making music with our hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks for everything to God the Father in His name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by His cross, He has washed away all those times we have wasted the time that He's given to us. By His resurrection, He has given us the strength to live a new life, to make us ready for those times and opportunities He will give us in this life. And most of all, His death and resurrection have assured us that we will live with Him forever in heaven, where there is limitless time to praise and thank Him. So don't forget to get your walk in today. Walk with Jesus and walk daily in His Word, and we will truly walk wisely. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.